Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Linda Jones. I just got my credit card statement, and I've got several, I've got two charges from you that I didn't make. I don't even know what this is.
Oh,
your numbers
okay.
on here.
Yes, ma'am. Well, just a little background information. We actually are a third-party call center that do assist with over 100 different companies, mainly things that are done online. But if I can obtain your zip code and some brief information, I can see exactly what is taking place.
Okay. My zip code is – okay.
You're fine. I'm sorry.
72104.
Okay. And your name?
Linda Jones.
Okay. One moment. Okay. All right. So when I do fully access the account here, Ms. Jones, I'm showing where you paid $6.49 shipping and handling for our keto product, our quick keto. As you may know, that helps with decreasing weight loss as well as appetite, quick keto trim. Now, that did activate a 14-day risk-free trial with the company. And for what I'm showing that the account was not canceled out. And so once that trial expired, it charged you the full retail price of $89.85 for that keto product.
Okay, I didn't get it, so I'd like to.
Okay, now it's showing that that product was delivered to that resident that you verified there back on January 24th. Did you receive
Mm-mm.
the initial trial shipment?
Didn't have received anything, no.
Okay, so that would have been a great time to give us a call when you paid the shipping and handling, because it did say allow 3 to 4 days for shipping. Now, unfortunately, I'm not able to reimburse the amount in full because you're stating you didn't receive it, because according to the United States Postal Service, it's showing that it was delivered successfully. What I can do, I can actually submit a reship for that item, and actually we are running a 35% discount towards future shipments for you.
No, I don't want to pay for another one. I mean, I didn't get that one. I didn't even order it. I don't even know what this.
So now you're saying you didn't place this order back on January. So are you saying someone finally used your information without your permission to order some keto trim weight loss products?
Undoubtedly. I mean,
I must have been hacked
because there's nobody here in my home that has.
Okay,
my order,
I can transfer you to our fraud department, where we do take fraud very seriously. We will investigate to the fullest. I'm gathering your IP address and device that was used to place this order. We have a phone number ending in 2481 that was placed on the account for to reach out to if any additional information was needed, which I show that is the same number that you're calling in on today. I'm showing an email address of lindyhope44@hotmail.com.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. We sent out a confirmation email to that email address back on the 18th confirming the order was placed. Are you saying you didn't receive that email as well?
I haven't.
Okay, hold me one brief moment. We've connected you to our fraud.
Okay.
Okay, there, Miss Jones. All right, so because I really don't like when people work hard for their things and someone fraudulently takes their information. So I'm definitely getting you over to our fraud. The next thing you will hear will be brief silence, followed by some music, and someone from our fraud department will be able to further assist, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome there, Ms. Jones. And I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day. Hold one brief moment.
Okay.
Thank you.